بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. حديث 1238 بيج نمبر 509. وعن النواس بن سمعان رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن البر والإثم فقال: البر حسن الخلق، والإثم ما حاك في صدرك وكرهت أن يطلع عليه الناس. أخرجه مسلم. Hadith is reported by Nawas ibn Sam'an, may Allah be pleased with him. The hadith in the collection of Imam Muslim, the hadith is authentic. That, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining concerning al-birr and al-ithm. Al-birr and al-ithm. And al-birr is a collective name. A meaning comes under this, a lot of meaning comes under this word al-birr, which is some translation call it righteousness, but it means all good things and all good deed which through it that you can earn the blessings. And all the good deeds that you do to earn Allah's pleasure, and also the way how to stay away from things which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So al-birru, righteousness, what it is, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained it to be good manner, good behavior, good character, good discipline, behaving in the proper way. This is righteousness. This was Islam. This is the taqwa. This what Islam is about. And the ism, which is the sin or ma'asiyah or disobedience, is whatever disturb you that you don't feel comfortable in it when you do it, and you will hate for people to notice or see such action. So in actuality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the human being a means and ways that they can detect the bad things without even studying or learning, or because it's going to be disturbing your conscience, you see. And this is the reason that he found when somebody doing something wrong, that he'll be looking right and left, making sure that nobody watching him, or otherwise why he's concerned about the people, because he knows that this is something he don't want to see anybody to see him. So if you know that you don't want the people to see you, that means you need to quit what you're doing, because this is not right. Hadith 1239 عن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا كنتم ثلاثة فلا يتناجى اثنان دون الآخر حتى تختلطوا بالناس من أجل أن ذلك يحزنه. Hadith reported by Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him. Hadith is the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhima. It is authentic. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbid three people who sitting together for two of them to carry a secret conversation without the third person. They should give it up, or they should wait until they have more people involved, or they are mixed with other people, because this like is going to disturb the third person, and he may lead him to think bad about you, because he say, what's wrong? Why is he talking secretly and why they talking among themselves, why you are not involving me, okay? So this is not from the discipline and the behavior of a Muslim. This is not the way a Muslim supposed to act. So if it happened to be three people together, okay, that they shouldn't carry conversation, two people by themselves without the third. And also this it may apply to people talking different language. Okay? Talking different language. So three people knows English and two of them they know Swahili. Okay? So now these people start to talk between themselves, okay, and in Swahili, and after this the third person who doesn't know what is going on. So this is almost like a secret conversation. It shouldn't be done. Good job, brother.
Thank you, brother.
And establishing a Muslim ummah and a Muslim community, this is one of the main foundation when people they be concerned for each other feeling, okay? It's not a matter of salah and fasting only, because salah and prayer and fasting is between you and Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you to live with a human being. So you have to be concerned about how to deal with the human being the same way that you're concerned about how you're dealing with Allah. So with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the prayer and the fasting. With the human being, how you be fair and just and peaceful with them and be concerned about their feeling and not to do something to harm them or to disturb them. Hadith 1240 وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يقيم الرجل من مجلسه ثم يجلس فيه ولكن تفسحوا وتوسعوا. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that no man should remove somebody from his seat for him to occupy it, but make space for each other. Okay? Again, in public places, especially like this in the mosque, somebody will comes late and he sees some people sitting in the first rank. Now there is more reward to be in the first rank than the other ranks. So somebody will come and ask somebody to get up because he's a shura member, or because he's rich, or because he's a rank in the community, whatever it is. That's not right in Islam, okay? You want more reward, you come early. You don't wait until people sat already and after this ask somebody to get a word for you to sit in his place. This is not proper. This is not the manner and the behavior of Islam. What's the alternative? That the people should spread out and make room and make space for each other to accommodate the other people, but not for you to ask somebody to get out of his seat for you to sit on it. Hadith 1241 عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أكل أحدكم طعاما فلا يمسح يده حتى يلعقها أو يلعقها أو يلعقها. متفق عليه. حديث reported by ابن عباس, may Allah be pleased with him. حديث is a collection of الإمام البخاري and الإمام مسلم رحمة الله عليهما. So the hadith is authentic. So the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when one of you eats food, he shouldn't wipe his hand with the towel. Okay? Until he lick it or make somebody lick it. Okay? that when you eating food and there is things stick to your fingers, okay, if it's greasy, if it has sauces or whatever it is. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us about the proper discipline with the food and appreciating the blessings this food, and you didn't look down on this little thing that is still sticking to your fingers, that you should lick it yourself, okay? You don't go wipe it, neither you go wash it, okay? You wipe it or you wash it, what? After you lick your fingers, walaikum salam, or otherwise give it to somebody else to lick it if you are not going to lick it. As example, maybe your daughter, your son, maybe your wife, people who don't mind to lick your fingers, okay? And especially with children to their parents or a husband and wife, they don't mind to do things like this, okay? But maybe with somebody who's only your friend and you try to impose this in him, okay, this is not a proper way, okay? Somebody, because your friends in the masjid, and now, Habib, please turn this fan off, I'm getting cold. Now I say, brother, this is the sunnah, here, lick my fingers. You don't do this, okay? Alright, this is not the, and say, brother, this is the sunnah, man, okay? So the sunnah also is for you to lick your own fingers. You see? And maybe one of the reasons, okay, that as the Prophet ﷺ told us in another hadith, that you really don't know where is the blessings, okay? You don't know where is the blessings. The blessings, it may be in the last, okay, the little bit that's still sticking in your fingers. So, and maybe this what brings the blessings and makes satisfaction in your stomach, okay? So we should practice this sunnah inshallah, and that we don't wipe our hand, neither we wash it until we do so. Hadith 1242 in page number 511. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليسلم الصغير على الكبير والمار على القاعد والقليل على الكثير. متفق عليه. وفي رواية لمسلم والراكب على الماشي. This hadith reported by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, and the hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhima. So the hadith is authentic. That the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching us the adab and the proper discipline of greeting and salam, that greeting and giving salam should be done from the younger to the older, okay? And from the person who is passing by to the person who is in sitting position, and the little on the alert. So if we have a young boy and adults, so we ask the child to greet the older. And this we see how the Islam teaching us discipline and behavior, and how we're supposed to respect those who are older than us. And one of the means of respect, that the younger will greet first the older. And a person who is passing by or riding and somebody sitting, he will be the one who gives a greeting to the one who is sitting. And the people who less in number, they will greet the people who have more number. And in another narration, that the person who is in riding position, he will greet the person who is walking. See, subhanallah, Islam didn't neglect anything Islam didn't neglect anything, from greeting, food, eating, courts, everything, everything. Ifan yarhamukallah. Ifan, Islam talks about it and giving us the proper direction about it. Hadith 1243, Abu Rahma. Okay. وعن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يجزئ عن الجماعة إذا مروا أن يسلم أحدهم ويجزي عن الجماعة أن يرد أحدهم. حديث in the collection of Imam Ahmad and Al-Bayhaqi رحمة الله عليهما. The hadith is authentic. The hadith reported by Ali, may Allah be pleased with him. He said, it's sufficient for a group of Muslims passing by others, okay, that one of them to greet or to say the greeting. Does not have to be everybody says the greeting. One can do in behalf of the rest. And also answering the greeting will be what? Will be sufficient for one person to answer the greeting, does not have to be the all of them. If all of them answer the greeting, alhamdulillah. But not for anybody to get mad and say, why you didn't answer my salam? Okay? He said, assalamu alaikum. And the brother Sabri said, alaikum assalam. This is sufficient for all of us. Okay? Does not need the brothers and the sisters and everybody have to say as-salam, to answer the salam. Same way, if 10 people come in together as a group, one of them will be sufficient to give the greeting. Maybe tell him to, he need to move to, yeah, away from the door. Hadith 1244, tell him that I asked him to do so. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تبدأ اليهود والنصارى بالسلام وإذا لقيتموهم في طريق فاضطروهم إلى أضيقه. This hadith in the collection of Imam Muslim رحمة الله عليه. The hadith is authentic. Reported by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him. He said, don't start the Jewish or the Christian with a salam. And if you see them in any road, okay, don't give them the right of the road. That means you make the narrow road for you and give them the middle of the road. Okay? When you meet the Jewish and the Christian, you are not supposed to start them by assalamu alaikum. But if they said assalamu alaikum to you, you answer the greeting. Okay? You answer the greeting. Yes. You answer the greeting. And if you are walking in a street and they happen to be, they passing also in the street, you keep walking, you don't have to move to the side for them to have the right of walking, okay? You keep walking as you're supposed to be walking, okay? Ah, grandpa.
I thought if they tell you assalamu alaikum, you tell them wa alaikum, or not in the complete salam.
No, this happened that this Yahudi, the Jew, man, when he came to the Rasul and some of them, they used to act as if they saying assalamu alaikum, they used to say assalamu alaikum. Okay? Assamu. Mm-hmm. Not assalamu. Assamu means death to you. Okay? So the Prophet used to say to them wa alaikum and upon you. Okay? So if they saying death to you, so you saying unto you also. But if they saying assalamu alaikum, you say wa alaikum assalam. And this was a, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Aisha, when she said, you don't hear what they saying? He said, so or what I said, upon you be. You be upon you also. Okay? So whatever you said would be upon you.
What they say is trying to be tricky or...
Yes, yes. They actually said it to the Prophet ﷺ, trying to be tricky. Okay? And the Prophet ﷺ, he answered them in the proper way. He said, وَعَلَيْكُمْ be upon you. So what first that he said, he goes back to you. Yeah.
What about in a case where Masari says this, he attempts to say the salams, but not out of any ill intention, he mistakes in his pronunciation.
Yeah.
Do you just correct him and say wa alaykum salam, or do you say wa alaykum, or what?
He can say wa alaykum, because he didn't give you salam, although that his intention is good. If you want to teach him what to say, it's okay.
One last question. Is it like greeting them other than as-salam, like good morning? Or
no. وعنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, that mean from Abu Huraira also, hadith number 1245 in page 512. Hadith is the collection of Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullah alayh. The hadith is authentic. إذا عطس أحدكم فليقل الحمد لله. When one of you sneezes, let him say الحمد لله, praise be to Allah. وَلْيَقُلْ لَهُ أَخُوهُ, let his Muslim brother say يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ, may Allah be mercy upon you, may Allah show mercy towards you. If he said فَإِذَا قَالَ لَهُ, إِذَا قَالَ لَهُ يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ, may Allah be mercy with him, let him return and say to him what, يهديكم الله ويصلح بالكم, may Allah guide you and make your affair well. Okay. When he says this, he should reply, may Allah guide you and give you well being. Okay. So this is the proper way during time of sneezing. And as I said before, if a person didn't say وعليكم السلام Alhamdulillah, you don't say to him Yarhamukallah. So first you have to say Alhamdulillah, and after this you tell him Yarhamukallah, and if he say so, he will return by saying Yahdikumullah wa yuslihu balakum. Hadith 1246. وعنه, that mean also from Abu Huraira, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يشربن أحدكم قائما, that none of you drinks standing up. This is in collection of Imam Muslim. The hadith is authentic. So it is disliked to drink standing up. Okay? Although that we understand that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he drank from the water Zamzam standing up. And maybe in some position that, or some conditions, the person could not sit due to the filth that in the road, or is not convenient to sit. So it is makruh, dislike for a person to stand up and drink. But if he did so, inshallah, no harm. But still, here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaching us about the proper way of adab and discipline and behavior, even during eating and drinking. More than this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us even about wearing our shoes. Subhanallah. If you even about drinking and eating and shoes, everything been taught to you. You see, nothing been neglected. Hadith 1247. وعنه, that mean also from Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا انتعل أحدكم فليبدأ باليمين وإذا نزع فليبدأ بالشمال ولتكن اليمنى أولهما تنعل. تنعل، أولهما تنعل وآخرهما تنزع، متفق عليه. حديث from أبو هريرة and the hadith in collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim, the hadith is authentic, that when one of you put his shoes on, let him start with the right, okay, and when he take it off, let him start with the left. So let be the right foot be the first one go inside the shoes and the last one taking off shoes, okay. You start wearing your shoes with the right hand.
Right foot.
With the okay. How many people awake? Two.
Well, you're gonna use your right hand to put your.
Okay, so we have the whole class is awake, including the teacher. So you put your shoes on first. When one of you puts on shoes, he should put on the right one first. And he takes them off, he should take off the left one first, so that the right one should be the first, be put on, and the last to be taken off. 1248. وعنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يمشي أحدكم في نعل واحدة ولينعلهما جميعا أو ليخلعهما جميعا. حديث from أبو هريرة may Allah be pleased with him. حديث in the collection of الإمام البخاري and إمام مسلم رحمة الله عليهما. They say, none of you should walk with one shoe, but should either wear both of them or take both of them off. Alright? Right now you have some people, they bought one socks only, or they wearing one earring only.
One female.
Okay, one gloves also?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One pants leg up to the knee.
Okay. And this is also, if I'm not mistaken, on the Allah knows best, part of the fairness of Islam, that Allah wants you to be even fair with the members of your body. You see? So you could not shave part of your hair and leave the other part. Neither you can wear one shoes and you don't wear the other shoe. You see? So balance and equality and justice and fairness even with your own self and with the own members of your body. Okay? Hadith number 1249, page 513. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا ينظر الله إلى من جر ثوبه خيلاء. متفق عليه. That hadith which reported by Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him. Hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, rahmatullah alayhima. The hadith is authentic. That Allah, in the Allah doesn't look to a person who dragged his garment out of boasting or out of
arrogance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we will have in like this the bride mm-hmm. when a woman get married and she have this long dress dragging behind her, seven train or whatever, shushu train or whatever you call this long thing behind here, wiping clean in the street. Okay, this kuffar habits, because like she's the one. Okay, so and also the same thing apply to a man, that he have to keep his soap short. وسلم told us that uzrat al-mu'min ila nisf saqi, that up to half of your leg. But if you don't feel comfortable with this, so maximum up to your ankle. Okay? And whatever goes behind this, it will be punished. Huh?
The longest, okay.
Yeah, this is the longest, okay? And anything beyond this, you will be punished for it in the hellfire. Hadith 1250 or 1250 or 1250. Okay. Got it. أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا أكل أحدكم فليأكل بيمينه. And this is order here, okay? وإذا شرب فليشرب بيمينه فإن الشيطان يأكل بشماله ويشرب بشماله. Alright, Ramadan coming and we're going to see this a lot. Okay, the Prophet ﷺ said, when one of you eats, let him eat with what? With the right hand. And when he drinks, let him do what? Drink with the right hand. Indeed, the shaitan eats with his left hand, and he drinks with what? With his left hand. So, number one, it is order. Okay? And number two, it is imitation of the shaitan, which is the Muslims has been forbidden to imitate the kuffar or to imitate the shaitan. And some people say, oh, I'm sorry, I don't mean it, but I only understand I don't want to dirty the cup. There is nothing called you don't want dirt. This not excuse, okay, for you to drink with the left hand. And some people say, oh, I'm sorry, because I have in my sandwich in the right hand, so what is too much for you to put the sandwich down and pick up your cup? Why rush? You see, you could not do this, and you could not make an excuse for you to eat or to drink with the left hand. Now some people come say, brother, people been killed in Bosnia and people in Chechnya, all these things, and you coming and teaching and telling the people about this, you understand, is not important things. Okay? The people, when they start to neglect their deen, this is what had happened to them, now they start to get killed. Okay? Because they neglect the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As a result of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not supporting them. As a result of this, now the enemies, they can humiliate them. So we have to stick to the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the best of our ability, regardless if time of peace or war, if it's time of difficulty or ease, that we do the best that we can to be pleasing Allah and to follow the footsteps of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Last hadith in our chapter for tonight, حديث 1251 عن عمر بن شعيب عن أبيه عن جده قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كل واشرب والبس وتصدق في غير سرف ولا مخيلة. This hadith in the collection of Abu Dawood and Ahmad. Imam al-Bukhari narrated as Mu'allaq. Okay, so is not a raised to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. this hadith, eat and drink, okay, he gives some verses related to the issue, but I don't see any tukhrij. Inshallah, we say that the hadith is Hassan. Hadith is Hassan, which is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, eat, drink, wear clothes, and give sadaqah with neither being extreme, okay, or expenditure, or being bride, showing off, okay. Eat from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it lawful for you. Drink from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it lawful for you. Dress yourself, okay, and give charity. As long as you don't go to one of these two. One is you're doing this for purpose of showing off. And this is danger, okay. People could not reward you. Don't be looking up to the people to praise you or to acknowledge you, because people, they like you, they're going to die like you, they weak like you, they could not give you anything and they could not give you any blessings or any reward. So your main concern should be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not the people. If you give, you give it for Allah. If you give charity, give it for Allah's sake, okay. And also don't be a spendthrift. Don't be a person who waste. All right. If you want your family eat 2 cups of rice, why are you going to cook the whole bag? And after you eat, you dump the rest of the rice in the garbage, okay? This tabdhir. Or don't buy things that has no benefit in your life. Okay, only why did you buy this? Only I really have no reason. But what you going to do with it? I don't know. I fail to buy it. There is nothing called you fail to buy it. You see, a person have to have a goal and purpose in his life, and he have to be wise when he spend, and they have to understand also. That this is a blessing of Allah, the money is a blessing of Allah, and we have to be careful how we spend it. And inshallah, with this we ending our class for today, except if anybody have any question or comments or correction. And I will say we have maybe 1 or 2 classes more, inshallah, maximum, to finish the book, inshallah. Sister Ru'ya?
Question is, would a non-Muslim sister tell them blessing?
No.
Okay. And the second one is, if you see like a Muslim sister in the store, but she's not covered, you can't tell she's a Muslim, but you know she's a Muslim, do you have to difference to them?
If you don't give her a salam as a means of admonishment for her to change her condition, is good. Okay? Brother Yassin.
Okay, I'm the hadith 1239, إذا كنتم ثلاثة فلا يتناجي اثنان دون الآخر. What if it was more than 3?
Yes, he can. The brother asking concerning if you are more than 3. And only if you are 3, 2 people could not carry a secret conversation in the presence of the third. But if you are more than 3, yes, you can carry conversation. because this person is not going to be left alone. Now there is other people in the room, so you can assume that I'm talking about you. Anwar can assume I'm talking about him. Sabri can assume the same thing, but it's different. You understand, when you're the only one in the room, and now me and Anwar sitting there, and me and Anwar start whispering about who, you see, maybe we're not talking about you, but it's going to make you feel bad. Okay, not that you think that we're talking about you, but you feel bad that you understand you're left alone. Okay, that we are not your friend, that only Anwar is my friend. So out of concern of the people feeling.
It's not just whispering, it's like, let's say you and me and Sabri sitting together, and you and me start talking, and something, you know what happened so and so. You see, only you and me understand the subject, but he doesn't understand. That's also in
it's good,
right?
Yes. Will be included from the meaning of the hadith, because the purpose of this would what? That you leaving this person alone, okay, like you putting him aside out of, okay? Yes. We give example also, like some people talking language that a third person doesn't understand it. Okay? Sister Sauda.
A woman whose right hand possessed, can she inherit from her owner's property?
A woman right hand possessed, can she inherit from who?
Her master.
Her owner, when he dies?
No. She herself going to be inherited.
Okay.
He can give her
yes. You mean like a wasiyah?
Yeah.
He can. Yes.
Up to a third. He likes
it. What's the second question, Sister Saul?
If a woman dies and she has a debt, who's supposed to pay the debt?
Her closer relatives. First, if she have a property, she asking if a woman die and she has a debt, who's supposed to pay it? So first, did this woman left anything behind here? Does she have a house? Does she have a car? Does she have anything like this? So we take from her end, her property, and pay this debt. But if not, she don't have any, it should be her son, her daughter, okay, like this.
And the last question is, I thought it was permissible to
stand up to drink Zan Zan. Yes, I said, it is permissible.
Okay, the next hadith, which is 12:4, لا يقيم الرجل مجلسه في مجلس
فيه.
It happens, you know, sometimes, you know, let's say he is younger.
Excuse me, huh?
Let's say, you know, I have two, my question is two parts. First is, what if he is like younger, if he's a boy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or what happens if sometimes, let's say, you are on a bus.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you are an old man or whatever,
okay.
Or whatever,
okay.
And you ask someone to move and sit in his place.
Because
mm-hmm. people do that a lot back home, you know, when they get up on the bus and, you know, he feels like he has the right.
Does that mean he will ask him to get out, or that the child will get up to put the man in his seat?
Both.
Okay. It may be understand out of sickness and illness will be something else now, but is it that mean because he older that he older that mean older in age, not older that he's sick, he has the right to get the child up? No, he doesn't have this right. But we should teach our children understand something out of discipline or behavior, something like that. He doesn't have the right to the seat. To get make him get up and for him to sit. Any question? Yes, ma'am.
What if it's like a child playing in the salon line, and you feel like they're not really counting and they're kind of playing? Can you like move them to the side and stand where they are?
Yes. Okay. We appreciate your presence, and inshallah we'll see you 6:15 next Tuesday, and as I said, inshallah, we're about to finish the book. We have one or two classes more maximum to finish. I'm sorry that we didn't publish album number 5, but inshallah, after the brother finish the project, he is going to finish it next week. He will make the album available for the Muslims all over the United States and Canada. Muslims waiting for the... Thank you very much. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
First name, I don't want to
Is that just a